what would you call that?
We still called it bucket.
Tin bucket. Is that,
yes.
The heavy iron thing that you use to fry eggs with?
Spider.
Spider? Mm-hmm. Do you still
it's really a skillet, but we call it a spider.
Uh-huh. And do you use that word today?
I do.
Did you ever see spider used in a fireplace?
Yes.
What was, is that the same thing that you used today?
Yes, we called it a fireplace spider.
Mm-hmm.
It had little legs on it.
I see. And if you have running water, what is the thing that you use to turn the water off and on with?
Spigot.
If you have one outside the house, or a hose or something, is that the same word? Mm-hmm.
To me.
And if you had a syrup barrel, how did you use to drain the syrup off? Same thing?
Yes.
Just a spigot.
Spigot.
what did you call a room, especially in the old days, your grandparents might, where you kept everything that you didn't know what to do with?
It was a shed to us.
Shed? Uh-huh. Did you ever call it a storeroom or a lumber room?
No. Ours was a shed. We called it a shed.
Mm-hmm. And if you go to the grocery and buy a few cans of food, what do they put them in to carry so that you can carry it home?
A paper bag.
And if you bought in the old days chicken feed, say 100 pounds,
crocus sack.
Is that a crocus sack?
Crocus sack.
Would you describe one?
Well, it's, I think, made of hemp.
Mm-hmm.
And it's loosely woven.
It's loosely woven. Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a guana sack?
Yes.
Is that the same thing?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And sacks made out of white cloth?
Well, we call those sacks.
The sacks. Yeah. Did you ever hear the term toe sack?
No, I don't know that.
And,
well, the guana sacks, they were a little more closely woven than the crocus sack.
I see.
It was the same, except it was more closely
woven. Same material, but closer.
Mm-hmm.
If you were, during the Depression, people tell me that they used to make clothes out of crocus sacks. I wonder if they mean croaker or guana sack. Guana sack that's closely woven would make...
It would be better clothing, yes.
And a small musical instrument that you blow into and move back and forth?
Harp.
And if you hit it like this?
I think that was termed used harp.
Mm-hmm. And playground equipment that was homemade, if you put a plank on a support,
seesaw,
and if you put it on a pole, and they went around.
Oh, we call that a jenny.
And a piece of rock or stone which you used to sharpen knives with.
I know.
Just
whetstone.
And there's been different kinds of fences. What would you call that fence there?
Wire fence. Oh, this picket fence.
A picket fence. Did they ever call it a, in the old days, what do you call those individual boards? That
palings.
Palings, And a fence that looked like this?
Was, we called it rail fence, because it's made of rails.
Rails, uh-huh. And